Hey, Mario Lopez here, kicking off another episode of Listen to Mario. And we got a great guest stopping by shortly. I love this dude. He's so funny. He's one half of Jay and Silent Bob, Jason Mewes. I feel like I've been watching Jason for the last 25 years. Well, he actually has been around for the last 25 years. He's teaming up with Kevin Smith again for the Jay and Silent Bob reboot. But he's also making his directorial debut with a new movie that he's starring in. It's called Madness in the Method. So we're going to find out all about that. We're going to see how his life has changed over the past 25 years. He's a father now. He's sober now, which was a very public battle that he was vocal about. Lots to talk about with him, so let's get to it.
Listen to Mario!
Jason Mewes, welcome to the podcast, man. How are you?
Very good, very good. Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, I appreciate you taking the time. So I'm looking forward to the project. I always look forward when you're on screen. Very entertaining. Congrats on your directorial debut, Madness in the Method. What's that movie about?
I'm horrible at explaining movies. I really am though. It's technically Jay Mewes, but like everyone plays themselves, but like a Earth 12 version, multiverse version of themselves. Cause it's like, I got a lot of really cool people to jump on board, and everyone, Kevin Smith, Danny Trejo, Stan Lee. But they're not really themselves. Like everyone, it's all about me, like going out. Like for years I was always sort of offered roles to play the slapsticker stoner character, and I'd want, you know, I'd reach out, like my agent would reach out wanting to get me roles that are a little bit more serious. And in the beginning it was harder, and things are different now, but we sort of played off of that. And I was telling my buddy, hey man, I really want to direct, and I really want to play like a Hannibal Lecter or like a American Psycho type character. Mm-hmm. So we took like the comedy, like my strengths, and then like added a little bit of that. And it's fun. It's like Jay goes to try to prove that he could be a serious actor. And some accidents happen, and then some non-accidents happen, and I just go on a tear. And it was fun. It was fun.
So sounds entertaining. How'd you like wearing that director's hat?
It was great. I loved it. I really did. And I'm so excited. I walked up here, you know, to come here, but I parked over the other end. I didn't read my notes until later, but regardless, I walked by Universal, and there's my movie on the board for like screenings today. And
that's cool.
I don't know. It's so crazy to me.
Surreal moment.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's like, it's been like 13 years. Jay and Bob Strikes Back was like 13 years ago, whatever it was, even more maybe. So it's been a long time since I've seen a movie I'm in the theaters, but then also a movie I directed and I'm in. So it was really awesome and surreal.
Well, congrats on that. And this also happens to be the final on-screen appearance of Stan Lee, right?
It's sad. It's exciting for me that he came and was in the movie.
So cool. So but he lived a full long life.
Yes. And when you think of it, it is that.
We should be like, so lucky.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it really is. I mean, 90s. I mean, it's very long time.
He
brought us some amazing stuff. Yeah, me too. I always think, like, imagine what one sees when they're 90, 95. Like, they weren't even around when there was, like, a phone, really, right? And then they got to see a phone invented, and then the cell phone.
A dude on the moon.
Right? Exactly. It's really got to be crazy. But he's brought us some amazing stuff. Like, I think, like, he created a character that literally, like, five-year-olds to, like, 80-year-old people, Spider-Man will be known all over the world. And he's such a nice guy. Like, he literally came down and was like, look, I'll come down and I can hang out for about an hour and a half, but I have to be home. And I thought this was so sweet. I have to be home by 6 because I will not miss dinner with my wife. They have dinner at 6 every night. Him and his wife did at the time.
Sure.
And so it was really nice, and he was really awesome to come. I mean, of course he didn't get paid a lot of money, so he literally did it as like a favor.
So cool.
And when we first did art, we did 2 takes back to back. And then we had to set up a like different camera, whatever. And I literally like walked away and teared up. And my buddy, the producer, Dominic Burns, has been like, not really making fun of me, but he always mentions it. And I'm like, dude, well, what, you know, I mean,
yeah,
it was surreal.
Special moment.
It really
exactly.
was.
And coming in October, Jay and Silent Bob reboot, which I'm looking forward to. What are you guys up to in this one?
Oh, it's Kevin explains it. It's funny because he explains it's like literally Jay and Silent Bob, same movie as the last one. Jay and Silent Bob are going to Hollywood to stop the Blunt Man and Chronic James Vanderbeek, Jason Biggs movie from being rebooted.
It's already funny.
Yeah. So it's like he said at first that was his idea. He's like, I'm going to see if I can make a movie where it's literally just like same movie, you know, scene from scene. But then there is... there's some really cool stuff because Kevin has always adapted the Jay and Bob characters over the years to like us growing up, like, you know, Clerks 2, like I got sentenced to rehab because I got pulled over with a deployed airbag and I was sober like 6 months when we shot that movie. And literally like he wrote it in there, two guys come up in Clerks 2 and they go, where you guys been? And I'm like, hey, we've been sentenced to rehab for 6 months for getting pulled over. So my point is Kevin like literally writes to like real life.
Yeah.
And so in this one, like I have a daughter, she's 4 years old. And I think that sort of inspired Kevin to seeing me with my kid and stuff. And so in this movie, you know, Kevin and I are like my two dads. And I find that I have a kid. I find that I have a kid on the road. And then we still are on the road trip. But I find that I have a kid. And then, again, a bunch of craziness happens. It was so much fun. It was so fun and interesting to get back in the costumes. Again, even though I'm playing myself and my hair's real and it's long, but I had to like throw the jacket on and like the whole thing and then try to remember like... Kevin writes so much like these monologues and like the other characters talk. And in the first day I was like sitting there listening to Jason Lee, like talk like 2-3 paragraphs of dialogue. And I was just staring at him and then we cut. And then Kevin's like, come here. And he's like, watch the monitor. He's like, what's going on here? And the camera was on me. And I literally was just like this. And I know people can't see this, but I was literally just staring and listening to Jason Lee with a flat face. And Kevin's like, come on, bro, look at my face. Cause Kevin's like
animated.
Yeah, right.
You know, sure. But I almost forgot because it had been so long that I was just like really like interested in what Jason was saying. I'm like,
yeah.
And then I realized you're right. It's like people are watching this visually. You want to like be like, whoa. Oh.
Yeah.
So it was funny. But it took me a few hours to get back into it, even though I thought like, oh, I've done this, you know, six times. We went 2 hours over, but, you know, we got through it. So it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. And a lot of people came back from the old movie, different Viewaskew movies, Chasing Amy, Dogma, you know, Mallrats and all that. They came back, they did cameos. Then there's some new people in it. So it was a lot of fun. And it was cool because I didn't even realize like we did my movie, about a year and a half or so ago, but there was a couple hiccups, with editing and stuff. So it took a little bit more time, but it's awesome. Like back-to-back movies coming out this year and it's pretty surreal.
Yeah. Well, I hope you keep playing that character because he's fun to watch.
Do you think that being around Kevin so much has made you as long-winded as him?
You mean in real life?
Yeah.
I can never talk like him.
Just like Kevin loves to talk.
No. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think... Like for when I'm performing, like I do a show now, it's not stand-up comedy because I'm not telling jokes, but it's called Jay Musin is Amusing Stories. And I tell stories. And I realized when I first started, because I was just getting into it, like I would tell like 20 minutes of stories and then I would do like 40 minutes of Q&A. And then as I started doing more and more venues, I started doing this about a year ago, more and more venues. Now I could tell, I could do like, you know, 70 minutes of storytelling.
Right.
And I think I did learn that from Kevin because Kevin would do his when Kevin does his Q&As, usually they're scheduled for about 3 hours. And I've literally been at venues with them where they're like, dude, we want to go home, man. It's been 6 hours.
Oh my God. Like,
all the security guards and the stage guys and all that, they want to go home. It's 1 a.m.
Yeah, he's on our, he's on our Mount Rushmore of long talkers. That's for sure. Might be number one, but I couldn't believe this. I can't believe it's been 25 years. Since Clerks first came out.
Yeah.
And it holds up too, man. Are you seeing like younger generations discovering the film?
It is. Yeah. It's really awesome. Cause I didn't do that many this year, but I do comic book conventions.
Oh, the Comic Cons.
Yeah, Comic Cons. And they're really awesome. What I think is great about them is I love comics. I love walking the floors, seeing the different toys and the vendors, but also I'll sit there and chat with people and I'm pretty lucky that I still get a few hundred people, depending how big the show is. But my point is they'll come up and I get to hear each person's taken. And, you know, I'll literally have like a 75-year-old woman coming up and being like, yeah, you know, Morat's my favorite movie and you're my favorite. And they'll start crying. And I'm like, wow, this is surreal. But then I'll have like 12, 13-year-olds and they'll be like, the parents are always like, I know we're bad parents, but we let our kids watch watch the movies and they love you.
That's
you
great.
Know, and it's great. And now I've been streaming on Twitch and I stream Fortnite and, you know, Fortnite's huge. And so I'm like bringing other like, hey, I won't let them watch the movies, but they know your streams because I'll talk about your movies. And I follow you on Facebook and on Twitch. So now my kids watch you play Fortnite. And so, yeah, it's interesting because it is a movie. I feel like the movies have been movies that have been handed down from like generation to generation.
And how old's your daughter?
She's four.
She's four. Okay, so a little young maybe to watch the movies.
No, I even try to show her clips and stuff. Like I've tried to show her a clip before, like with me and she knows Kevin as Uncle Kevin. And the monkey, you know, Suzanne, the ape. And I'll be like, look at this. And, you know, this is what I do. Cause she'll always be like, why do you have to work? What do you do? And I'm like, well, let me give you an example. And then she'll pay attention for a second and she'll be like, ooh, what's this?
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So she,
that's a 4-year-old,
but it's really funny too. She'll notice like we have like one wall is like me, the wife and Logan, our daughter. And then the other wall is like all our Jay and Bob stuff and all that. And she'll be like, why are there more pictures of Uncle Kevin than me?
That's
like
funny.
Interesting what she grasps
right.
on.
He's been around longer.
So, yeah, exactly.
How is Uncle Kevin post heart attack?
He's awesome, man. He's, you know, he's been hiking and he's, I don't even know the number that he's lost, but he's doing really well.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And he's like super busy. I mean, it's interesting to me because he goes more than I do. He's like writing two different things. Like, I don't know if he's announced, like he's writing stuff for other people's other shows. You know, we got the reboot. And then he's like doing his Hollywood Babylon and like all these, his own Q&As and all sorts of different things that he's working on. You know, he did IMDb Boat, mm-hmm. This year.
Good.
Again at San Diego. He's done it like 4 years and he loves it. And we just got to do, it was awesome because I'm trying to get him into it more, but we got to do for Twitch Prime, it was Prime Week, and we got to go to Vegas and for 3 days play Apex. And Kevin was the person interviewing everyone after they played, but I got the stream, so they brought us both out. I got to sit and play Apex all weekend while he interviewed everyone who won or lost you after each game.
Dang,
it was amazing. It was cool. But so it's cool because we get to do these types of things together. And
right.
But yeah, he's really busy.
How many hours a day do you spend playing video games?
Not as much as I'd like to, honestly, because of my kid. But it is. I love hanging out with my kid. But I realized like when she first was born and my wife was like, you know, be feeding her and putting her down for a nap and stuff. Like, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't sit and play games and I'd hear the baby crying and my wife would be like on a phone call. Cause my wife runs Kevin's, they're partners in his company, Smodco. And she technically runs it. She produced Jay and Bob Reboot and she produced Yoga Hosers and Tusk.
Keep it in the family.
So yeah. So it's really cool. And it just sort of happened. Like, I met her, we started dating, we got married. And then like, Kevin was like, oh my God, I messed this thing up. Can you help me with it? And she helped him with one thing and then two things. And he's like, dude, your wife's like super smart and quick. And so then he gave her more things. And all of a sudden they're like running this company together.
That's nice.
And
that's
nice. Cause when we travel, like again, with the Vegas thing, she came out and you know, grandma watched Logan. And so we all got to go to Vegas and Kevin brought his wife. And
that's the way to do it right there. That's,
it really
it's good
is.
To see the team moving forward, man. All these years later, brother.
It is. It's nice. But yeah, I'd like to play more games, but like the kids cry.
The question.
Sorry to say the kids cry and I can't like sit and play games and be like,
you can't ignore it. Yeah, yeah.
So like now it's like when the kid's home, if she's at school, I'll stream for like 2 hours. And then when the kid goes to bed, I'll usually play like one or two games. And then the wife wants my attention.
Yeah.
We got to watch the new Veronica Mars show to get into it. And then she'll fall asleep. And then I try to sneak out and play another game or two.
Funny.
Know, that doesn't always happen because she'll walk in and be like, what are you doing?
Tough balance. I want to put you on the spot, Jason, before I let you go, man.
Go for it.
Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yes.
Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, I don't karaoke, but if I was, I'd say Living on a Prayer.
Last show you binge watched?
Veronica Mars.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Oh, Kristen Kreuk.
Oh, yeah, Supergirl.
Oh, from Supergirl.
Smallville.
No,
Smallville.
She plays Lana on Smallville.
It was the same world.
Yeah.
I had the...
Yeah, I really... Feel yeah.
Favorite superhero movie?
Oh, I like all of them, honestly. But let's say I just watched Avengers, the latest Avengers
Endgame,
and it's so awesome. So...
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
Ideal sandwich?
Oh, pork roll, egg, and cheese, or Taylor ham and cheese. It's a New Jersey sandwich. It's amazing.
What should get rebooted next?
I don't know. That's you caught me there. I don't know what should be. Let's say Murder, She Wrote.
That'd be
Angela
amazing.
Angela Lansbury. Yeah. I think she's still around.
I don't know because
she is actually.
I think she's still around.
It's my one. Honestly, it's my favorite show. It has been like my favorite classic show.
That's funny.
But I don't know if they could reboot it. Like, I don't know if someone could play her and it would be the same. Columbo, Matlock, Murder, She Wrote.
There you go.
It would be tough, okay. But I'd love to see it.
The Holy Trinity. Yes. I like it. Madness in the Method is in theaters now. You can follow him on Instagram at JMuse. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you very much.
Listen to Mario!
So don't forget, new episodes of Listen to Mario dropping every Friday on WithMario.com to catch up on the podcast. And please make sure you follow Listen to Mario on iHeartRadio and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. More fun next week. Thank you so much for listening.